So, yeah, I'm not part of a foundation or an organization or anything. I'm a mom, and I have 13 children. Five of those we have adopted, and all of those have special needs. Some of them are really, really difficult special needs. And I'm supposed to get up here and tell you in 5 minutes what that is like to live the giving life 24/7 with really hard kids. And I honestly have struggled with this so much. Called Laura all day yesterday trying to figure it out. So what I decided was I'm going to give you a snapshot of literally like 15 seconds of my life. And some of the things that can happen. So this particular story happened this summer, and I was out in the garage, and my daughter, Catherine, comes running out, and she's very flustered, and she's hearing impaired, and she can't speak. Her speech is horrible, and I can't understand what in the world she's talking about, and she's going on and on and on, and I'm getting like every third or fourth word, and I finally get this sentence out of her: Claire kicked me. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't normally worry about these things a whole lot. Kicking happens. But she was so flustered. And so when she gets flustered, she has some particular issues. So I knew I needed to investigate. So I start the investigation, and it turns out that everybody in the household knew that this event had happened because it was so explosive at the time. It was like a 5-minute explosion, and then everybody went back about their business. Of course, nobody thought to tell me about it, but it happens all the time. So I'm having a really hard time with the interviews. You know, the boys just didn't know anything about it. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. The 5-year-old had a great story that had absolutely nothing to do with it. The functional one, who's normally really helpful, got her story from the kicker, so she hadn't actually seen what went on. So I decide, okay, I'm going to have to interview these people. And so I get the kicker out there in the garage, and her MO is immediately to assign blame and to reject any idea that she'd done anything wrong. And then I continued to question her some more, and she had enough of that questioning, so she just dissociated, and I left her standing there staring out into space. And I encountered Genevieve, who is our oldest child. She's 18. She has Down syndrome, and she's about this tall, no lie. That's my husband. He's laughing because she's hilarious. But anyway, so she actually had the whole story, and it turns out she was like pretty central to this story. So here's the story. Here's what happened. For whatever reason that day, Claire had decided that she had a grievous ankle injury. And I didn't think much about it. She gets grievous injuries all the time that miraculously heal themselves. So she'd been limping around the house all morning, and she decided to go into her bedroom, which she probably wasn't allowed to be doing at the time. Our kids, everyone has a different rule. Everyone has a different boundary. It's crazy. So anyway, she made her way down the hallway towards the bedroom, and at the end of the hallway, she encountered Genevieve, who was standing there in front of the hall closet, putting the vacuum cleaner away. She'd been doing her Saturday morning chores. And the two of them at this point were literally like 3 or 4 steps away from their bedroom door. And Claire decides that this injury has gotten so grievous, and she has to get into her bedroom, but she just can't possibly walk the last 3 steps. So, I have to tell you, she's 12 years old, and she is this tall, no lie. So her number one rule is don't ever touch anyone, ever. So she convinces Genevieve that Genevieve needs to give her a piggyback ride into their bedroom. Genevieve decides that this would be a really great idea to give Claire a piggyback ride into their bedroom. So she gets her up on her back, and she literally staggers the 3 steps, and they stumble and fall, and the door flies open. They stumble into the door, and right behind the door is Catherine's bed, where she had been relaxing, and she hadn't heard them coming. And so the door flies open. The two of them, you know, fall onto the floor. They jar the bed, which triggers a PTSD episode in Catherine. So she gets up and just starts screaming at them and yelling and hollering. And she's crying and she's dissociated and she doesn't know where she is. And she's in particular yelling at Claire for whatever reason, whose little fight or flight reaction kicks in. And she kicks Catherine. So that's literally like 15 seconds, you know. You can multiply that by a week, a month, God forbid a lifetime. This is the life we live. And it's really hard. You know, we have some of our kids are so broken that our love is never going to fix them. Nothing's going to fix them. And yes, that is so incredibly hard. And I particularly have had days where I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be that mom anymore. But what we've figured out is that for whatever reason, this is something that we can do. We are able to do this. And we do it. And somehow we just make it work.